Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Continuing to celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're doing it with our good friend Sarah Heiner. She's the second-generation CEO and president and Queen Biscuit over at Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line, Inc.?
BottomLineInc.com. You have to come check out our store, BottomLineStore.com.
What do we find there? What can we buy there?
You can buy all sorts of the healthy products that our health experts recommend for the most part.
Right.
All toxin-free, paraben-free, all kind of lotions and potions. You know, trying to help people follow the advice that our experts give, because it's confusing out there when you go out to, you know, you want to take vitamin B and you go, wow, but I hear there's lead in it.
And folks, if you ever meet Sarah, you know that she walks the talk, because she's beautiful, perfect condition, and so obviously you walk the talk.
Hey, I am sweaty right now. I exercised before I got on.
So, okay, Sarah, I go to stores sometimes, increasingly these days, and on the other side of the counter is someone that I kind of recognize. I've never met them before, but I kind of recognize them. And when they take my money and they hand me my bag, they say, thank you. And that's when I'm thinking, what is it about this person that I know? And then I realize they're from my generation, and they know how to say thank you without being trained to say thank you. What's going on, Sarah?
Well, I love this because I recruit this way. There are more businesses that are recruiting older workers. You know, people think they're getting job eliminated, they're getting squeezed out of the market in 50-55. But companies are coming back to understanding that these older workers actually have value. They actually have great communication skills. As you say, they know how to say
thank you. They don't have to be trained to say thank you.
They are more organized.
They appreciate a job.
Yes. They do.
They don't feel entitled.
They have wisdom. They know how to do a job.
Right.
And the thing that these companies actually...
No drama. How about that?
Tell me about it.
I'm sorry. I'll stop now.
Have an opinion. No, but the thing that's awesome is that not only can these people perform the job, but they're also great mentors for the younger generation.
That's right.
To help
teach
them. Remember the movie The Intern? Great.
Mm-hmm. That's a great movie.
It's so true, right? And I love bringing older workers in because they just want to come in and do a job. They don't want to complain that they're not a vice president yet. I have a marketing director, actually, who was retired. And he came to me and said, Sarah, I'm supposed to be retired. I'm terrible at sitting around doing nothing. And he was a sales guy. And I actually had some business development that I needed done, looking for some good partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been with me for, over a year and a half, I want to say. And he's great. And he's there full time, and he's happy as a clam, and he's great value in helping
my
organization.
Look at the retired executives that would give you $1 million worth of advice and help a year for pittance just to keep them busy a couple of days.
Yeah, so it's so true. So we have another one of our bloggers, Andy Rubin, our naturopathic physician, who gives us case studies of kind of he treats the untreatable, because in naturopathic medicine treats the human and not the drug.
Right.
So he had a 70-year-old, this former NASA scientist who came to him. He'd retired, and the guy couldn't sleep. And he tried every drug, and he tried every meditation, you name it. He tried everything, and he could not sleep. Now, he needed some nutritional support, and he needed, you know, some kind of stuff. But overall, the fact of the matter is the guy was worrying all night about everything, and he couldn't shut his mind off.
What was he worried about?
Money, life, whatever it is.
His mortality, right?
No, his problem was that his mind was so used to being busy, he couldn't not be busy.
Mm-hmm.
So Andy said, go back to work.
That's what I fear. That's the reason I'm not going to retire.
Go right. You can't. I mean, there's all sorts of studies about the more active involved
I'm
you are.
I'm not retiring.
No, you can't. It's not.
I'm going to get a paper route or something. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Keep doing this radio show.
As long as I can.
But people, it's not, you're not 55 and done. The whole, the age of retirement is 62 or 65.
I haven't inflicted enough pain on the marketplace yet. I've got a lot more. I'm one of the people who I got confused. I retired from golf so I could work more. How about that?
There you go. It's true. But the value, I'm telling you, hiring older workers, I love hiring older
But we're
workers.
Older workers, you've got it. You can't act like you're afraid of a computer. If you do, you won't get hired.
No, you have to have your skill.
If you don't know anything about computers, go back and get some training.
Right. And go in there loud and proud. Don't be ashamed that you're 50 years old. Go,
that's right.
Yeah, I got a whole lot of experience.
You're
beautiful.
And there's
a whole bunch of big companies, small companies, UnitedHealth, AT&T, Hartford. They're all hiring a whole bunch of those.
Like Katy Perry said, you're a firework. Hey, Sarah, give us a website again, please.
BottomLineInc.com. You'll find all those bloggers, and you can come find my tour.
You'll like it, folks. Check it out. Sarah, come back soon.
You bet.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.